Welcome back to the Hadfield Horrors Podcast. We review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Elion.
And today, instead of reviewing a movie or ranking a horror series, we're going to do something a little different that we've never really done on the show before. We're going to discuss just horror in general. With the way our show is structured, we don't really get to talk. We don't really talk about upcoming horror movies or movies that are currently out unless it's part of our franchise review. We don't talk about horror TV shows at all. I mean, except for back when we did our Chucky season, we reviewed the first season of Chucky. So I just thought we should just come together and talk about the horror movies that we've seen in the past year or the horror movies that we want to see or the new franchises we're hearing about or any franchises we hope are resurrected within the next upcoming year. You guys down?
Yeah, and can I say a message before we start?
Mm-hmm.
To everyone listening, and especially one very fan that commented on YouTube, since we did not formally let anyone know, Maria will be joining us for some of the episodes ongoing, just due to taking a little break. Maria is not being replaced by anyone.
Yes.
Because somebody...
Elion joined the podcast for the Conjuring movies. I had fully mapped it out that it was going to be the four of us going forward, which works because, as y'all see in the podcast structure, there are times where Juan wasn't on episodes. There are times when I wasn't on episodes. There are times when Maria was on episodes. So it's okay if we have a fourth person. And if someone has to leave, there's always at least three or two people at all times. Doesn't matter which two, doesn't matter which three, as long as the episode gets out. So that was my idea. But then Maria was like, you know, I just need a break. You know, we do watch these movies. We do take notes. So, you know, when you have other things going on, that kind of doesn't give you enough time to watch the movie or take notes. And then sometimes we record late. And Maria has to be up early for work, so she's just taking a break. We did not push her out, as that person on YouTube said. What did you guys, in capital letters too, guys do to Maria? Like, damn.
I will say she very much got a kick out of that message.
She did.
Like, I was ready to fight.
She got a kick out of that message.
I was like, yeah. Thank you for watching, but like, damn.
She will be coming back at some point, but as of right now, she's taking a bit of a break.
And since we're talking to the people, the fans who comment on YouTube, I just want to say, like, don't be leaving messages to me and Maria or anyone else when we don't agree with Tawan. Because I don't know when it was decided that, like, Tawan was, like,
fucking
his opinion was, like, be all end all. But the amount of messages that we get, like, y'all just picking with Tawan, you know? Y'all just don't want to admit that Tawan is right. Like,
I think that those fans are the Supremes, actually.
Bitch.
They're the best of us.
Okay, girl. Not the inflated ego. Anyways.
Because if you agree with me, like, come on, baby.
I can't.
Agree to disagree.
I guess we should take this time to, like, I don't know, we never actually formally introduced Elion to the podcast. You know, we kind of just, like, threw you on. I mean,
I swear to God, I was here crying. I'm here nervous, crying, anxiety thrilled.
In my defense, I kind of just threw Tuan and Maria on the podcast too. It was like, we're going to review the Scream. We're going to review the Scream movies, guys. And you guys can come on. And then they've been on ever since. So, welcome, Elion, officially.
Better late than never. Thank you.
But let's talk about upcoming movies or movies that, like, okay, last summer, I was on, like, a bench to just, like, watch any movie in theaters that I could, and I think I might try it at this summer, but especially with horror movies. But, like, the one I think, at the time of this recording, I think I'm probably going to go watch Immaculate this week. Is that what it's called? With Sydney Sweeney?
Yes.
That movie looks so good. And I've been seeing the press and knowing that she fought so hard to get it made. Like, I need to see this movie. Like, I just need to. Like, I don't know. And other than that, I'm also looking, I kind of want to see The First Omen.
Yeah, I've been seeing the marketing for
it.
I didn't know if it was connected to the actual Omen, and I saw it was. I thought it was just like a movie using the word Omen. And then I was like, oh, this is actually connected to the Omen franchise. But yep. I'm interested.
Yeah, same.
But, I'm sorry, what were we talking about? I just blanked.
I just mentioned two horror movies that I was looking forward to. Immaculate and The Omen. Both kind of religious-leaning movies.
Period.
What about you guys? You guys got anything you want to talk about? Any movies?
I'm trying to think of... I know that... So, I don't know if it's coming out this year. I think it is, but I'm very hyped for Final Destination 6, as Mark knows. I'm a big fan of that franchise.
I love Final Destination, and we have to see it together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Due to, you know, how they come up with ways to take people out of this earth is so creative. And I need to see what we're going to come up with now. So that's one that I'm actually pretty excited for. Another one is the...
Say, we know, but that... Oh, sorry, but like, they announced the cast, and I'm just like, okay, I now want to see it even more because the cast looks amazing. And they're bringing back Tony Todd. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Of course, you need Tony Todd.
Very true. And actually, now that I'm looking at a list of some other upcoming horror movies, I actually do have a couple more that I'm looking forward to coming out. We have The Strangers Chapter 1 releasing in the next couple months. I actually liked that first trailer for it. It looked pretty good. I wasn't a big fan of The Strangers Pray at Night, the sequel. A lot of people... Yeah, it was a sequel to it.
What the? I'm so sorry. I'm actually really shocked. Oh, I need to catch up.
Damn. It was like 2018 or 2019.
Oh, that's why. I saw the original Strangers. I never saw the sequel.
Yeah, same here. I didn't even know there was a sequel.
I'm looking forward to this like new, because are these new ones connected to the other ones?
I believe these new ones are connected to the others, and also they filmed like, it's a trilogy that they already filmed back to back, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, two of the movies are coming out this year, and then one is coming out next year.
Oh, damn. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
That's why I thought it was interesting, because they announced all three, and I was like, oh, well, we know how this is going to go. But then I saw, oh, they already filmed all of them, and they're just going to release them kind of, you know, a couple months apart. And I thought that was interesting. I haven't really seen anything like that happen. So I'm kind of curious how that comes out, because it's supposed to follow the same like couple throughout the rest of them. So I'm just wondering how the momentum kind of keeps up. But also it's one of those things where, you know, The Strangers mainly pays on the tension being built. Because we, at this point, if we know that it's going to be focused on the same couple, they're going to survive. So, like, I just wonder how they're going to keep my interest throughout the three of these movies. So, that's, you know, that's kind of interesting. We want to see what comes of that. We just finished the Conjuring franchise, but I believe the new one is supposed to release this year. I think it was the Conjuring Dead Rights, Conjuring 4 Dead Rights, something along those lines. We don't have any information about what's going to be in it, or, you know, what, like, any story beats or anything. So this one is...
I also wanted to add this. Aren't we supposed to be getting another Scream film? this year or next year?
Now we are. They haven't given it a release date. It's very, it's that Scream immediate. Scream made themselves become controversial so easily. And as a fan, I am. It is definitely hurt.
I'm not looking forward to it. Like, I was so highly anticipating because I was looking forward to finishing the sisters story. So I thought we were going to get, but now we're not getting that because they did. I mean, which makes me mad and makes me disappointed in Nev because you turned them down to come back for six because they wouldn't pay you what you're deserved as the face of this franchise. Like, no other Final Girl can say, but they've been in majority of their franchise's movies. But you can. You're the face of the fucking movie, of the franchise. But they didn't want to pay you, so you left. And then when Melissa gives her support to Palestine, as she should, fucking Spyglass fires her. And then Jenna Ortega quits in solidarity, but also had like a scheduling conflict. So it all kind of just like, and then the writer and producers and the director of the first, I mean, of five and six both also left. So it's just like, you know, the production company kind of like fucked themselves. And people were just like, well, you know what? Fuck you guys. Fuck Scream 7. You guys fucked up. And then Bombshell. Neve Campbell is returning as Sydney Prescott. Like, bitch, you just sold your soul to the devil. Like, what? And now we have Kevin Williamson directed.
Like, it really feels like they just pressed the red button. Like, with this whole movie, because
directing is the "we're desperate" button. He's only directed one other movie, and the last movie he directed, the only movie he directed, was in 1997. And I've seen that movie, Teaching Mr. Tingle. It's not a good movie. Like, at all. It's not good. I mean, it has a bunch of 90s who's teen stars, but it doesn't have anything else.
Yeah, they definitely soured me looking forward to that movie. And it sucks for a lot of people involved because I was, one, obviously just looking for the story to continue with the Carpenter sisters, but also I wanted to see what Christopher Landon would have done with the movie because he caused so much like unwarranted flack after the firing because obviously it wasn't him who fired Melissa, but you know, some people don't know shit about movie production. They're like, the director fired Melissa and he was getting so much heat. And I feel like he would have did a really good Scream movie, especially after the Happy Death Day movies and that movie Freaky as well. And I was like, damn, imagine getting your dream job and then you gotta leave because these motherfuckers like did some shiesty shit. Yeah, that sucks.
But sticking in that Kevin Williams like creative mind, I keep hearing rumors about a potential I Know What You Did Last Summer 4.
Yes, I have been seeing that.
I've been seeing it, but what I've been seeing is also kind of controversial because it's supposed to be the fourth movie. Well, I say the fourth movie. Well, yeah, it's the fourth movie because there was a third movie that was like direct to DVD. That's really bad. Really bad. But with this movie, they're going to bring back Jennifer Love Hewitt. They're going to bring back Freddie Prinze. And they want it to be like, you know, bringing back the survivors, but they aren't talking about bringing back Brandy's character. And she survived. She survived part two. Like, you can't
throw it away. If Brandy isn't there, honestly, I really don't want it if Brandy isn't there.
Like, you had two black characters in that movie. Well, you had three black characters in that movie. And one of them survived, who just happens to be the best friend of the main final girl, and you won't have her back for the seat. Like, come on now. Like, what's wrong with you guys? That kind of already sours it.
Yeah, I'll throw it away. I want Brandy back.
Yes. Well, I think... No, go ahead.
I know, continue, because I was
going to I was just going to say, like, other news that kind of, like, annoyed me is... Ooh, we knew going into Halloween Ends that Blumhouse was done. They're like, this is... They kept on saying, this is not the last, like, Halloween movie in the franchise. This is the last one done by Blumhouse. Which I was like, okay, cool, let's just end it. Let's end it here and just give it a 10-year rest again. But then there was a bidding war for the fucking TV rights, and Blumhouse was there trying to get them. But then Miramax got the rights back. And do you guys know which Halloween movies Miramax made?
Can I be honest? I don't think I've ever watched a single Halloween movie.
Oh my god, Elliot.
Either that or it's been so long, I kind of don't
remember. You have a marathon to do at your place.
We definitely do.
Oh, period. So are we all getting together?
Yes, a marathon is definitely. But what about you, Tuan? Do you know which Halloween movies that that Miramax did?
Was it the Rob Zombie ones?
No.
Everything before the Rob Zombie ones then.
Not everything. They did one of the good ones, and then they did a horrible one.
Was it The Witch?
They did H2O.
Okay.
And they did Resurrection. And they did Resurrection.
Wait, I like H2O.
Everyone does. H2O was good.
But Resurrection.
That's the one with Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks. And the karate kicking Michael Myers.
That's something.
That movie is...
That's a movie. It was a movie that was made.
It definitely was, because... Wow. But yeah, they're responsible for those two movies. I don't remember if they... Nope, they also did Halloween 6, which was the one with the cult and the one where Michael Myers may have impregnated his teenage niece.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Those ones get
weird.
Well, actually, it was just 6. 6, like, got this weird cult shit, and then Michael Myers may have raped his niece during the cult initiation. And then Paul Rudd is in that movie. He was kind of cute, though. I will say that. Paul Rudd was very cute. Young Paul Rudd, he was like 18, 19. He was cute as fuck. But it was... I don't know. But
you said they just sold the TV rights, though, correct?
They had the TV rights. So now I've been keeping an eye on it and just kind of just like seeing what they're thinking about. And according to them, it's going to be like... It's going to be directly linked to the first movie, but they're going to like draw it out. And so what I'm thinking is that they're going to pull a Bates Motel with the Halloween series.
I still haven't watched Bates Motel.
Have you seen Bates Motel, Tuan?
Yeah, I remember it.
So you know how they did a
whole bunch of stuff. Isn't it with the guy that plays the good doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like how they kind of told the psycho story, but they didn't really tell that they changed some stuff. But they say it's gonna be a sequel. Like the show is gonna be the events after Halloween 78. But like I don't want to see Michael Myers in an episodic fucking TV show. Like is he gonna pop up? Like with Chucky, it's different because Chucky. There's a whole thing. It's Chucky. It's Tiffany. It's all the other dolls.
And it also just kept the continuity. Those movies it would be different. It would be different if, you know, Chucky picked up right after the first one, but it picked up right after like the sixth movie.
Like where we have Chucky all this history. Chucky has the most craziest convoluted continuity, but Don Mancini makes sure every fucking movie counts in some way or form. And But also, Chucky has a personality. So you can have a show with Chucky in it. And it works. They're on season 3, and that show was fucking great. I love the Chucky show. But Michael Myers is just supposed to be this, like, emotionless, faceless, horrible killer. Like, is he just going to be a fucking detective show of people trying to hunt him down, and he pops up at the beginning or the end of each episode and kills someone and then disappears? Like, what are we getting?
Yeah, I don't know. And also don't know about the Crystal Lake show either. But I'm only interested in it because A24.
Honestly, and I'm hoping somehow, some way, A24 is able to spin that shit to a movie. Because
nah.
I mean, I think it's been what it's been over 10 years. Damn, how long has it been? When did that movie come out?
2009? Yeah.
It's been over 10 years since we've had a fucking Friday the 13th movie, or even a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. See, Nightmare on Elm Street is different. I can't... That remake didn't work because it wasn't Robert Englund. That's the case of, like... They gave Freddy too much personality that you can't separate the actor from Freddy. It doesn't work. And if they do some weird claymation type of shit, I might get behind it and just have him voice it. But, like, they should just... Like, when Robert dies, Freddy dies. But, I don't know, I think we're due for another Friday the 13th movie. That last one was not good.
The last Friday the 13th?
Yeah, that the remake one in 2009 when
it was good for me. I think I cashed it.
You did. You did. I still judge you for that.
I mean, I don't expect much out of a Jason movie. Continuing on, though.
I was about to say, did we lose connection?
No.
I was waiting for one of you.
But continuing on, though, there are still some other, like, you know, stuff coming out. One that will be coming out this summer that I am actually very excited for after seeing the first trailer recently is A Quiet Place Day One.
Yes. Yes, and they're coming out with A Quiet Place Part 3 as well, but that's, I think, next year.
Yeah, that movie, the Day One, looks really good. I love Lupita Nyong'o. I love her. So, like, her in a horror again, yes, I need that. And it looks really good, and there's so much you can just do. Like, there's so much you can do with the Quiet Place concept anyway, but going all the way back to when everything initially first started is... like, it's a no-brainer for a movie, but also it just sets the tension, like, up from the start, because no one else knows what's going on, unlike with the first one, where they'd been living with that for a good amount of time at that point. So, in the preview, the trailer looked really good for it, and I'm excited for what's going to come out with that one. Mark, did you like the other A Quiet Place movies?
I love the first one. I didn't think the second one was necessary.
I can see that. I did like... I agree. I did like it, though.
It was like... I don't know. I feel like nowadays, everything gets a sequel when it doesn't really one. Because that first movie was great. I mean, I watched it in theaters, and I tell you, everyone was quiet, like dead silent, and we were all just in it. And like watching that in theaters was actually great because the sound design, like it was a whole experience. So I don't know. It didn't need a sequel. And I felt like the sequel kind of took something away. But I'm excited. I'm going to watch the prequel, and I'm going to watch the third one that comes out.
And since we did bring her up earlier, Melissa Barrera, later this month in April, she'll be in the movie Abigail, which looks very interesting.
It was I'm excited for Abigail.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the trailer, but I've seen like many ones.
Yeah, it was not what I was expecting when I first watched the trailer. And then I was like, oh, I'm on board for this. I'm so on board for this. It looks and so August fun.
Is in it, which I definitely have to see that.
Yeah, I do believe that was his last role. To my knowledge, I don't think there is anything else that he was attached to before he passed, unfortunately. But yes, that movie, it looks really fun. Like, I don't know, something about the tone of Radio, like Radio Silence just gets toned right for me for their movies.
They do. It hits with them. You know, I don't even know why. I just think that they understand horror. It's what you get when you have people who grew up on classic good horror movies who now get a chance to make their own. You can tell that they love genre. And they love being part of it.
And I guess with them in mind, fucking Ready or Not just got announced for a sequel, and they're returning for the director's chair. Samara Weaving is back. I love her.
It was someone else who said that they wanted to fight Freddy.
I think it was her.
I think it was either her or was that chick from The Minion, whose name I can't remember.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I think it was Anya Taylor-Joy who said it.
Shit, but if she wanted to be in a Freddy movie, put her in it. It would actually sell. She's very profitable as an actress.
Definitely. I mean, shit, throw her and Samara in there. Do a double trouble. It'd be a sell out great. But confession, I haven't seen Ready or Not yet.
Yes, we have to change that because that will make you actually love it. Like, it's so funny.
I knew that at some point you were going to push for us to review it on the podcast. So I kind of just been waiting for that to happen. I also haven't seen X or Pearl or any of those movies. So I've also been waiting.
Any of the films you talk about.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to have to mold Elyon to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me. I'm just eating corn at the moment.
You're not sharing? Oh my God.
Corn and butter with cheese.
Do you have any horror movies or horror shows or anything that has been sticking out to you, Elyon?
I had to write a little list. Abigail was brought up, and I've been seeing like little mini clips for it, and it looked interesting because I was like, I thought it was just about a child abduction, something bad was happening. I didn't think this bitch was gonna be a vampire or some shit.
Right, that was a fucking shocker. It's given Megan, but I dig it.
Oh, I heard that Megan 2.0 is coming out too. Actually,
I am so happy for that. Yes. I actually enjoyed Megan.
I did. I found it funny. Like I found it.
It was very funny.
I found it funny as hell. I'm ready for the new Alien film as well that's coming out this year.
Yes, I'm actually so excited for that one.
Wait, that's coming out this year?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
It's got to be in the fall.
Okay. Damn. I didn't know that.
It's coming. It's supposed to come out August 16th.
I thought it was coming out next year, so I was like, okay, that gives me time to like plan a whole schedule
around
that. But that we should all go together. I meant like plan like to review all the movies to lead up to it. But then it kind of got complicated because I was just like, am I going to include the Predator movies? Because you know AVP. I was like, ooh, do I want to do that? Should I just stick to...
If anything, you could just do the Alien vs. Predators and all the Predator movies, because the Predator movies are not scary.
I put it
no.
Except for, like, Prey.
Prey was good. If we were to do, like, a whole Alien retrospective, I would just do the Alien movies, because I don't think anything that AVP 1, 2, or 3 did would ever be referenced. anywhere else. And this was Freddy Alvarez, and I cannot fucking wait.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited for it. He has not let me down so far. And I think it would be good. And from what I'm looking at right now, it's set to release on August 16th.
I can work with that. There are only how many movies in that main? There's five or six? We can do that.
Around five-ish.
Yeah, because you have Alien 1, 2, and 3. And then there's two Prometheus movies?
It's just one Prometheus and then Alien Covenant.
What was that?
I've seen Alien, but I don't think I've seen Prometheus. I haven't seen that one yet.
Prometheus is I love Prometheus aesthetically. Now the story, that's another thing.
See, Prometheus I was one of those people who went to the theater opening night not knowing it was actually no one knew it was an alien movie until after opening night. Yeah, that's a big surprise. You get to the end of the movie, that's the big surprise with his action alien movie. You go through the whole movie not knowing what the fuck is going on. You think it's just another weird Ridley Scott space movie, and then at the fucking end, there's a fucking what the fuck are they called? Xenobites?
Xenomorphs? No, I'm thinking.
Whatever the fuck. The alien pops up, and it's like, oh shit, okay, damn, this is he really just did this. He just did that. Cool.
Right.
But what else is on your list?
Well, besides, I'm not going to go through him, in detail. I definitely want to watch Final Destination 6 because we already just brought it up. Quiet Place. One thing I'm actually interested in watching is The Watchers. I just saw a trailer for it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of interested in that, too.
We should all go. We should watch it.
Yes, I would be down to go see that. And when I first saw it, I thought I knew it said it was M. Night Shyamalan, but I didn't know it was actually his daughter's first movie.
Really? Oh,
yeah, his daughter
directed it. I didn't know she was doing the movies.
Yeah, she's actually worked on him a lot with his recent movies. I think what was the name of the most recent one? They were on the island. I'm forgetting the name of it. Oh, what the fuck was the name of that movie?
Oh, Old?
Yes, Old. I think she worked on him with that one and also The Visit. And Split.
Oh, I definitely want to see Split. I heard Split's coming out another one.
We're gonna have to do a whole M. Night Shyamalan horror movie season.
Horror.
Because there are some of them are so good. Those early ones are so good. But then you can just tell that he lost. You can tell when he lost it. For me, it was The Village. Cause that movie. That fucking twist.
Yeah. Continue.
No, I was going to say the last film I was thinking about watching. I don't think it's very mainstream. I think it's something that I think already came out. No, not yet. It's going to come out in April. It's called Sting.
I saw the trailer. I will be passing on that one.
I haven't seen anything yet. I just saw it, and I only will watch it just due to the fact I have I'm arachnophobic, so the fear of spiders already, just the idea of spiders, is just terrifying to me.
And that's why I will be passing, because when I
saw... Oh, you're arachnophobic.
When I saw Eight-Legged Freaks as a child, I almost passed out.
Bitch, I don't know why, the ending had me wheezing, just because he was throwing perfume at that bitch. It was like a comedy as well, wasn't it?
It
felt comedic, yeah. But I'm terrified of spiders. That shit was I hate it. I think the other one was The Strangers, but we already talked about that one. Another film I think that's coming up that seems interesting. I haven't seen anything about it. It's called Smile.
Smile.
I'm not sure anything about it. It just seems interesting. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm not excited for Smile 2.
I haven't seen the first one, so I can't say much.
I didn't enjoy the first Smile.
I liked it.
Kind of the same way I didn't enjoy It Follows. So I know I'm not going to enjoy It Follows 2 or Smile 2. because
I feel like it followed.
It followed because it was the fucking the message was hitting over the head. I got the point, but the fucking it was just an STD that was killing them, and it was pissing me off. The only way I can get rid of this evil ghost spirit thing is to fuck somebody. And then when I fuck them, they get it. And they have to get rid of it by fucking somebody else. And then if the person you fucked gets killed, it comes back to you, so you gotta get rid of it again. It was a whole STD thing that was really annoying. It was hitting over the head. It was too... The message was heavy, and it was pissing me off. And it was Smile... It was. Well, for me, it was. For me, it was obvious. And with Smile, it was just... The ending made me mad because, you know...
No, I love that ending.
The cute detective ex-boyfriend, whatever the fuck he was, like, you know, watching this woman commit suicide, you're going to be cursed. And then you just sat there and cried and watched her set herself on fire, and now you're fucking cursed. You know how the curse happens. Get the fuck out. You can cry on the outside of the door. Okay, you don't got to watch her do this. It was the whole trauma bonding undertones of the thing. It was a lot. It was just too much. It was too much for me. But I will say I'm very, very excited for Talk to Me 2 and the Talk to Me prequel. Like, I'm ready.
What's Talk to Me about?
You haven't seen Talk to Me?
No. I haven't even heard about it.
Not explain it.
He's the one that brought it up.
I got you. Like the whole premise of the movie though was characters, high school, they come across this like mannequin's hand that apparently used to be.
Wait. Isn't that dead hand like, you know, you have to be there for a certain amount of time, and if you stay there, yeah, it's something bad. Okay, never mind. I didn't know what it is. Never mind. I didn't know that was the actual name. Shit, never mind.
Yeah, it was called Talk to Me. It was in the game that they played.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Like, is it what, 90 seconds before anything like that? I forgot what it was.
Like, about was time, that.
I think it was 90 seconds. But, like, I love that movie. It was made by two YouTubers, and I used to watch their stupid YouTube videos back
in the day. I used to watch them, too. When I found out it was them, I had to go back a while to find the videos that I watched, and I was like, damn.
It took me a while, too. Stupid little, like, Ronald McDonald videos were my favorite when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then to know that they already filmed the prequel, because you kind of see how the prequel movie ends, because that's how that they open with that shot. And so now we get to see how that kid got the hand and everything that led up to him killing himself at the party and beginning to talk to me. So I'm like, I'm excited for the prequel. I'm excited for the sequel. Like, that was a good movie. And that was, like, one of the only horror movies we got last summer because, you know, it was the fucking strike happened. So I'm excited for that one. That's the one that me and Tom saw together. We have to review that on the podcast at some point.
Yeah, that was a good watch. It was definitely one of my favorites last year. I bought it on DVD.
Like, I didn't know what I was expecting when I went into it. So it was like a good surprise. But before we wrap up, are there any other like movies or horror shows you guys are thinking about? I will say I want to get into more like vampire horror, but like vampires have been like
coming out this year.
I feel like the last time I saw anything with vampires was Underworld, to be honest.
Last year they had two Dracula movies. They had Renfield, which was a horror comedy, and Awkwafina was in it, and that kind of ruined it for me. I don't like the Fina. And then they had Voyage of the Damned Meter, but I haven't watched that one yet.
Not if I recall, but I know there's a Nosferatu movie coming out this year that actually I really want to see because it's being directed by Robert Eggers. He did The Witch, all that.
He's gonna make a fucking... Oh, damn.
And the cast is also very good. I know Bill Skarsgård is in there.
William, I love Bill. Love William.
Nicholas Holt, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Love Nick.
Oh.
Our girl, Anya Taylor-Joy, was supposed to be in it, but she had to drop out due to scheduling, so they replaced her with Lily Rose Depp.
You know, anyone else you named will carry her, so I just hope they can. Well, I mean, Nicholas Holt is great, William's great, Bill's great, Aaron's great. I hope the rumors of him being my next James Bond are true, but you know, hopefully they can elevate Lily Rose.
Yeah, so we'll see about that, because yeah, I watched The Idol, and yeah.
Oh. I watched an episode of
the Idol. I heard it's not verified that there could be a film about Pinocchio. That's literally like it's a horror film.
Like
Pinocchio's Revenge. Yeah, basically, yeah. I heard that's the main thing. It's like afterwards, like it was announced during this one, but I'm not sure if it's a verified thing that it's gonna be in production.
Yeah, but why? Winnie the Pooh, The Killer Winnie the Pooh 2 is coming out this year. But they already greenlit and started filming Winnie the Pooh Killer 3. And that's for like a whole like Winnie the Pooh universe of like horror movies. And like just because a property is now public domain does not mean you should just do random shit with it like this. Like, come on, guys. Be fucking for real.
I was terrified of this is a very old film. I'm not even sure if you guys heard of it. Pinocchio's Revenge?
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
It's very old. It's basically, I forgot what it was exactly because I was watching it as a kid. That thing terrified the shit out of me when I was a kid. Basically, Pinocchio's alive and basically kills people. That's literally it. It's just the way that that thing moves. It just terrified the shit out of me. It could be different now, but when I was as a kid watching that shit, oh no.
Anything else, guys, before we call this episode?
Definitely excited for the next Frozen film. But that's aside from the horror.
Are they killing people in there now?
I mean, at this point, Elsa needs to. Oh.
Tuan, what about you? Any final thoughts? Any horror movie dreams?
You know, nothing that I could think of. Is if Melissa, the only dream I hope for is Melissa Barrera gets a public apology for Spyglass, but I mean that's not gonna happen, so we're pretty good.
And for me, I think at some point I'm gonna try to convince the team here to do some to review some of those bad Tubi and Peacock and Prime video horror movies that are just really, really bad. And then even do a couple of Shudder movies, you know, and then we'll see how it goes. I know Tuan is like, hell no, we won't go. But, you know, hopefully at some point I can convince you guys to, you know.
Just don't expect actual critique.
I do expect, and so do our listeners.
I'm just glad. I'll give you all
time. I'm expecting a lot of passes, but you know, we might be surprised. But I also want to do some fan films, you know, because you know we have franchises like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street that don't have any official releases in a long time. Sometimes fan films are the way to go. And with Friday the 13th, some of the fan films have been able to get like actors from the actual legit franchise to be on there. So it could be good. So that's my God. Wait, are you okay?
I'm so sorry. I was literally just scrolling through Google for like anything, you know, for films and all that stuff. And I don't know if you guys know who Chance Perdomo is.
Yeah, he did.
I just found out he passed away. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I oh man.
Yeah, I think it was a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
They announced that yesterday, I think. Yeah.
I didn't even. Oh my. You see, I was not on my phone.
Yeah, I was like.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I saw it Saturday night. Yeah, because they were about to start filming season two of Gen Z for The Boys, and actually it's got announced.
R.I.P. Band Crush number 76.
Guys, so much for listening to us, and don't worry, we'll be back to reviewing movies next week. We're actually going to be reviewing the movie that you guys picked over on YouTube. I gave you guys a choice of what movies we should review, and you guys. We're reviewing The Wicker Man. We're going to be reviewing, next week will be The Wicker Man, and the week after that we'll be reviewing the Nicolas Cage remake, also called The Wicker Man. So join us next week. Good night. There we go.
If you like this episode, please check out the Haddonfield Horror Podcast from big series like Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Saw, or our one-off reviews like The Blackening and Hereditary. You can follow Haddonfield Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the hosts post updates and mini-reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms and YouTube. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please like and subscribe. The Haddonfield Horror Podcast is produced by Mark Smart,
Maria Perez,
Juan Griffin, and Elian Cordova, themed by Lethal Injection and edited by Mark Smart.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters 2 Media production.
Should we do an intro?